goodness, my goodness.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. The Lord who sanctifies you, Jehovah. Thank you for making us yours. Thank you for setting us apart to be your own. You are holy. You are beautiful. You are kind. We place all we are into your loving hands and ask you to keep us in the shelter of your wings. Sanctify us in the hope that comes from knowing you are the one who is sovereign over all. We give you our thoughts, our talents, and our time. Sanctify all according to the purpose you have ordained for us. Use our skills and talents to glorify you. Allow our words to be set apart for you. Thank you for showing us we have a destiny to serve your kingdom purpose and advance your glory on earth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop it.
I am the one. Need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, where you start, I am the one. and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell him who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
Can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Said I'm on my way and I won't. Said I'm on my way. Ooh, said I'm on my way. I gotta keep on.
I'm moving.
Jehovah, you have sanctified us, and we are yours. You have chosen us as your ambassadors on earth. We shout out your name, our Lord. We proclaim to all that we are yours. All that we are is yours. May you be pleased to use us for your good and for your glory. Open the doors we need to go through. Close the doors that we should not step through. Set us apart to accomplish everything you have chosen for us to do. And may we forever be kept close to you in all we do. Forgive us when we fail, and quickly return us to the path you have chosen for us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us. Our call-in number, and you can call in your prayer requests also. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Talking about good news.
Praise his name, you know I'm saved.
All around town, house to house, spreading the good news.
Yep. Claiming it in Jesus' name.
Changing life, that's out the fire. It's the good news.
Come on and testify, be glorified.
The healing, mama's crying, must be the good news.
Yeah, get your worship on in here.
Good news.
God manifested in the flesh.
Good news.
Justified in the spirit.
See my angel.
Good news.
Reach them on Gentiles. Believe on in the world. Received up in glory.
Jump Cause what you're working with ain't good enough. You need a show enough savior. But when he shows up, it's a rapper. Cause he sends his angels before you to clear the pathway for show. Condemning any word spoken against you. Any weapon formed against you will not prosper. Hallelujah. Time to run the race, don't be a loser. As the anointing fall unto you, worshiping in spirit and in truth. Call before the foundations of the world, spreading the good news of Yeshua. Well,
good news.
Come on home.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Hearing God Through Circumstances. Amen. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Philippians chapter 1 verse 12. And it says, my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel. Amen. Praise be to God. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. The writer says, at times, God will speak to you through the circumstances of your life. Your experiences are not random. Rather, they are allowed by the Lord for his good purpose. He is continually working in your life to direct you in his will and accomplish it through you. This is especially important to understand when certain relationships end or your situation turns negative, the Lord operates through the closed doors just as much as through the open ones. We may often become discouraged or confused by the choices and the blessing God seems to take away from us. However, if we focus only on what we cannot do, we often don't realize the opportunities and blessings he has provided for us. So do not despair. Rather, actively look for how God may be guiding you through your circumstances. Has the Father blocked the road before you in either a temporary or permanent manner? Is it because he has a different path for you? Allow the Father to direct you and speak life into all your circumstances. The right door will be open to you. In Jesus' name. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Hearing God through circumstances. Let us pray. Jesus, empower me by your Holy Spirit to understand what you are doing in my circumstances. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths,
greater
Lord, the Lord who sanctifies you. You have sanctified me, and I am yours. You have chosen me as your ambassador on earth. I shout out your name, my Lord. I proclaim to all that I am yours. All that I am is yours. May you be pleased to use me for your good and for your glory. Open the doors I need to go through. Close the doors I should not step through. Set me apart to accomplish everything you have chosen for me to do. And may I forever be kept close to you in all I do. Forgive me when I fail and quickly return to the path you have chosen for me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. the Lord and praise Him back. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Hey, Amen. Praise be to God. The Lord, my high tower. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You are the one in whom I take refuge. When I'm up against a wall and the enemy is aiming his fiery darts at me to try to take me down, you, Jehovah, are my shield. I lift up your name in praise because you alone are the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. Nothing else can deliver me from the evil clutch of death that threatens my hopes, my dreams, and my relationships. In you alone, I find my high tower to which I run for safety. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God. Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, and that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. To God be the glory. Took from me, God gave it back. Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday it is. We bless God. We bless God for another day of life, health, and strength. Mm-hmm. My goodness, glory to God. Sometimes people are waiting for you to say, well, what's so wonderful about it? You're here. You're alive. You're healthy. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. And some of us are clothed in our right minds. So this is a wonderful day because there's someone, my goodness, God, I love you. There is someone that cannot recognize their loved ones.
That's true.
Come on. You got so much to be thankful for. You've got so much to celebrate for. Yeah. You're waiting for the house, the car, the husband, the wife, and God is saying, how can I give them that when they don't appreciate this? My goodness. God, I love you. We got to start appreciating the this so we can get that.
Ooh,
my goodness, glory to God.
Yes,
presence and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
For another day. Father God, you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healings within our bodies. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name just for being who you are in all of your glory, for never turning your back on us, oh God. You have every reason to at times. But thank you for never, ever, ever giving up on us. Now, Father God, as I move out of your way and allow you to use me as a mouthpiece to speak your word, oh God, not my word, I have no power, but to allow me to speak your word, oh God, I say have your way right now. Touch in a mighty way, oh God. Father God, that when they get off the line, someone is going to say, what must I do to be saved? Someone is going to say, everything is going to be all right. Someone is going to be encouraged tonight. And all are going to bless you because of it.
Yes.
Thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Praise be to God.
We have an awesome, awesome, sweet word for you tonight. And I tell you, even though you heard this word before, every time I hear something again, I'm going, where did all that come from? You know, just when you thought you got all the meat out of that neck bone, there's a little bit in the corner. You are, it's still some old meat on this bone. And your family members going, let that bone go. And you go, this is a good one right here. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the meat, oh God. Thank you. I tell you, and so we got an awesome word today. I heard a lot of you. Last week I had some folks come to me and say, Pastor Kathy and a couple of them couldn't come to me because they're out there on the West Coast. And they said, Pastor Kathy, I just want to know, how come when Christians, oh, my goodness, help me, Holy Ghost, they're going to try to get me. How come when Christians say they're Christians, I can't tell? My goodness, Lord of God. I looked and I said, you can't tell? They said, no. You know, everybody be walking around, I'm a Christian. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. But I can't tell. I said, you can't tell? They said, no. I look at them, I look at their lifestyle. I can't tell they no Christian. I said, oh. And then they said to me again, how come? I said, I don't know. I'm not God. I can't tell you why they do one thing, say one thing, and do another. I don't know. I'm just Kathy. I'm like you. I'm still trying to figure it out myself. My goodness, glory to God. But the reason why I say that is because at times, oh, thank you, God. At times, because I'm a pastor and I hear something like that, it's alarming. It may not alarm other people, but it does alarm me. Why? Because I'm thinking, wow, you know, that we don't realize as Christians that every time we open up our mouth and say, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm a man, I'm a woman of God, that someone is paying extra close attention to if we really are who we say we are. As soon as you say that, that door swings open and you're on display for someone to look and see. And even though it's none of their business, okay, don't get me wrong, it's none of their business how you live. They got no heaven or hell to put you in, okay? It is none of their business. But guess what? It's still God's business.
That's right.
And so when you do that, when you say you're a Christian but you're acting another way, what you're doing is you're taking away from the witness that he was going to use you to be, my goodness, glory to God. The witness that he was going to use you to be in front of the world to draw them in. Now he can't use you because they see you as them. They do what I do. They go, ooh, let me leave that alone because we got a sweet word. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, okay, that's enough. Pull it back. I have to come back now. So we got a sweet, we got a sweet, sweet, sweet word tonight before I lose the rest of them. You know, when folks get a beating, and because I know how it feels, I take off running. So you start beating folks soon as you start talking. They're like, oh, man, I ain't trying to hear that. Click. Click, click, click. Yeah, but you just missed the blessing. Because the reason why God sends that kind of word is to help you, not to beat you down, not to hurt you. It is to help you, to make you more aware, okay? Because Satan will use anything to destroy the kingdom of God, but he's a liar. He got no power to do such things. Come on, y'all dealing with him. Oh, you know what? Why y'all give this dude so much power? He got no power. He's a weakling. And guess what? Ooh, ooh, here it comes. If the truth be told, ooh, ooh, thank you, God, he's got less power than you and I. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I know they're going, wait, we got more power than the devil. Yeah, you do. They're going, wait, hold on. She done gone too far. She done went too far now. How do we have more power than the devil? We got God. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. There it is right there. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, y'all thought it was going to be deep. There it is right there. Ha.
That
my
is.
My goodness. God, I love you. Yeah. You got to love Jesus. I tell you the truth. Here we go. We are coming from the Gospel of Matthew that's in the middle of your Bible. We are coming from the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, he the first gospel. So the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. The Gospel of Matthew, because those four books are called the Gospel because they was when Jesus was here on earth. That's why they call them the Gospel. Yeah. I'll tell y'all about that another time. You got to tune in to hear the rest of that story. But Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28.
Yes.
Thank you, God. And that is in the middle of your Bible, whether you're in the NIV, the King James Version, the Amplified, the New American Standard, it doesn't matter as long as you hear what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
No matter what version you have, all you want to make sure you get is what the Father says in all by getting, get
understanding.
If you got a King James Version and you don't understand it, get rid of it. Get you something else. Huh. I don't know about y'all, but in my earlier days, look, I ain't no fool. I used to go home and get me one of them kiddie Bibles. I didn't understand what that King James and all this and thou and they. I said, oh, I went to the store and I was looking. I said, oh, this is a good Bible for the kids. And I kept on reading. I said, huh, one for Jay, one for Corey, and one for me. Yeah, I need this too. That was a good Bible. That Bible broke it down so far, I couldn't help but understand.
That's right.
Because what's the sense of me reading it if I don't understand it? If I don't understand that I cannot apply it. If I cannot apply it, there will be no transformation.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. 21 through 28. It reads, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region, my goodness, glory to God, you know I love you, Jesus. Woo, that's good stuff right there. And a Canaanite woman from that region came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is miserably possessed by, I love you, Jesus. There it is right there, miserably possessed by a demon. But Jesus did not answer a word. Whew. So his disciples came and urged him, send her away. She keeps crying after us. Ooh, Lord, I love you. You know what? Aren't we glad there's only, ooh, my goodness, here it is. There's only one God.
Hey.
Not two. Not three, not four, not five, not Kathy, not Billy, not Sally, not John. Just one God. Ooh, thank you, God. Ooh. Can you imagine having to answer to all of them? I have trouble trying to answer to everybody in my job. I know I don't want God. I tell you the truth. Ooh, sometimes I feel like a sniffer. They just wear me out. Yes, sir. They wear this sister out. Send her away. She keeps crying after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. But Jesus replied, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. My goodness, God, I love you. Yes, sir, y'all bear with me. Oh, woman, Jesus answered, your faith is great. Let it be done to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen. Amen. And the title of this message is Someone Needs Us. My goodness, glory to God. Someone needs us. We see that Jesus was getting a little steal away time, so he left where he was, and you know, wherever he was, there had to be a lot of people there. So he left that place and withdrew, oh my goodness, glory to God, withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon, and a Canaanite woman from that region. So that lets us see where he was, oh my goodness, glory to God, where he was saying, someone needs us. Come, let's go to them. And now if you go down a little bit, the disciples are going, hey, send her away. She keeps crying after us. Well, now I got to make it plain and clear. When he says someone needs us, come, let us go to them, he wasn't talking to his disciples. No. Remember in the garden? When he said, let us, oh my goodness, y'all
come on.
This. Oh, here comes the curveball.
Reach
he said,
faster.
Let us,
yes.
Let us make man in our image. And guess what? The disciples were not there. So when he says someone needs us, he's not talking to Pastor Kathy. He's not talking to Evangelist Hilda. He's not talking to Pastor Stephen. He is talking to the Father. He's the Son to the Holy Ghost. My goodness, glory to God.
Amen.
That's the us he's referring to. He's not talking to those disciples when he said, someone needs us. They got no power. They only have what he gives them.
That's right.
And, thank you, Holy Ghost. And thank you, Holy Ghost. And even with what he's given them, sometimes they don't know how to use it. Remember the man that says, I brought my son, who was also demon-possessed, to your disciples, but they could not heal him. So if I was the lady, right, when they said, look, send her away, she keeps crying after us. If I was the lady, you know, if you brought it to 2023, the lady would be like, oh, excuse you? Ain't nobody come looking for you guys. I came for Jesus. I said, Lord. I ain't say nothing about no disciples. I said, Lord, help me. I didn't say disciples, help me. I said, Lord. And the last time I checked, there is only one Lord.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
I said,
Lord, you gonna let me bring it to 2023? He said, go ahead, Kathy, run with it, run. I said, okay, Lord, okay. And so now, you know, like I said, the man said, I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him.
Right.
Oh, okay. And he looked back, oh, yeah, little faith. And then they said, why can't we do it? Oh, this can't come out by fasting and prayer. No, y'all getting the big head. Okay. At some point in time, when someone has the anointing of God on them, sometimes, like the old folks used to say, they get to smelling themselves.
Yes, yes.
And they're thinking that they are God when, oh, my goodness, glory to God, when they're just a servant of the Most High God. They're not God.
That's right. Praise.
But guess what? I blame you and you. And you and you and you, I blame you. Why? Because y'all make them feel like they got, oh, I can't do this without asking Pastor Kathy. Oh, I got to make sure Pastor Kathy. Oh, I got to tell, hey, Philly Manilly, I'm not God. I'm one of you.
Okay.
Come on now. But I bless God.
Bless
I don't let nobody. I don't care who you are. I don't let nobody put me in that position. But they say, oh, no, I can't do this without help. No, but there are some pastors out there. Oh, my goodness. Help me, Holy Ghost. I don't want to hurt nobody. Okay, I say it. When you see an armor bearer out there spoon feeding their pastor, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Something is wrong with that picture. They are not your God. They are your pastor. There is a difference between respect and bowing down.
Yes.
My goodness. God. Look, the disciples, they respected Jesus, right? But look at the lady. She bowed down. Because she said, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus didn't say a word. Guess what she said? Ooh, my goodness. When he did open his mouth, he said, I didn't come to give what I got to anyone other than the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The lady bowed down. She knelt before him. Lord, help me. Right?
Amen.
He looked at her. He said, I didn't come for nobody but the children of Israel. I came to get the lost in Israel. I didn't come to help nobody else. That lady, can you, now I got to bring it to 2023, y'all. Can you imagine that lady standing there needing her help? And he said, I ain't come for you. I came for Jimmy and them over there on the east side. You came for who? I came for the lost over there on the east. You came for the lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm lost. Can you find me? I told you I had to bring it to 2023. Everything they need over there on the east side, I guarantee you we need it over here on the west side.
Amen.
And guess what God going to say? Because now, you know, Jesus done went back home, so now he God again. So, because we're in 2023. So Jesus went on home, so he no longer Jesus because he's not down here no more. He up there. So he God now, right? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You've got to recognize what position he's in when he's in it. You got to know when he's being the Father. You got to know when he's being the Son, and you definitely got to know when he's being the Holy Ghost, right? And I told y'all a long time ago, this is the best analogy I've ever heard. There's times when I got to be a mother. There's times when I am a daughter. And then there's times when I'm a wife. I cannot be all three at the same time because I'm a human. But
right.
I can be a wife to my husband. I can be a mother to my children. And I can be a daughter to my parents. Ooh.
There you
right?
go.
But guess what? I got to keep changing roles. I got to go, oh, okay, this is my husband. This is not my child. I can't talk to him like a child. Oh, this is my mother. This is not my child. I can't talk to them like a child.
That's
right?
right.
Come on now. You've got to understand his role. Right, you got to know when he's being your father. You got to know when he's being the son, because now he's your advocate. Ooh, my goodness, glory to God. Ooh, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, pleading your case.
Yes.
Yeah, he is your advocate. Come on now. And then the other one down here, he get in so much trouble. He get in so much trouble because Jesus, he said, "What you down there for?" You're supposed to be teaching them. And the Holy Ghost is going, I am teaching them. They're bad students. They don't want to learn. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. It's not that I'm not teaching them. They're not getting it because it's not what they want. When I tell them, don't do this, don't do that, don't go here, don't go there, don't eat this, don't eat that, they don't listen, and then they wonder why they're overweight and they got clogged arteries. It's because they ate the thing I told them not to eat. I said to them, okay, you can have some of that in moderation. No, they want to eat a half a ham. I said, you can have some of that in moderation. No, they want to eat every sweet on the table. I said, you can have some of that, but in moderation. And they said, no, they ate almost the whole thing. And then they looked back and they said, Lord, I need healing in my body. You wouldn't have needed no healing if you didn't eat all the things that I told you not to eat. I said everything
in moderation. Amen.
Kathy, stop eating the sweets. Come on now. And I'm going, Lord, I'm going to quit today. I'm going to quit. I ain't even lying. As soon as I say I want to quit, I went to work, and that child looked at me, and she said, here, I brought you some cookies. I said, ooh, thank you.
Thank you.
I said, you know I love you. I took those cookies and went to my office. And then the Holy Ghost said, I said, oh, Lord. He said,
what do you think you're doing?
I, I got the cookies in my hand. The Holy Ghost, he in there going,
mm-hmm.
Now, you would think, oh, my goodness, this is good right here. Y'all better get this. This is a nugget. You would think because you're doing something he doesn't want you to do or he knows it's not best for you to do, mm-hmm. that he would get loud so you could hear him. No, the Holy Ghost goes the other way. He goes like this. Now, what you got to do, you got to give ear to hear mm-hmm. what thus says the Lord. My goodness, glory to God. That means you've got to be attentive to when God is speaking. He ain't yelling at you, Kathy, put the cookie down. Looking at you, take the cookie. So, when you know you ain't got no business eating another sweet, and he's watching you getting ready to open it, and he gently goes, and you know what I did? I gave ear to hear what thus says the Lord. I took the whole pack of cookies. I went back to her office. I said, here, boo, I ain't supposed to have no cookie. I'll see you later. I had to take off running down the hall because Kathy's still in his flesh. The spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. The flesh wanted the cookie, you know. So I had to bring this flesh under subjection. Okay. I said, nah, sister, you ain't getting another cookie. I done ate almost the whole pack the night before. You know I don't need another cookie. So I put the cookie back.
Ooh.
But anyway, watch this now. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. The title of the message is Someone Needs Us.
Yes.
Guess what Jesus is sitting there looking at the Father saying? Father, they need us.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks down at the Spirit and go, Holy Ghost, they need us. And the Holy Ghost is saying, I know. They don't know. But we know they need us. Us, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We need all three.
Amen.
This is the only time I need to make sure you understand you cannot have one without the other. Okay, you don't get to get Jesus without the Father and the Holy Ghost. You don't get to get the Holy Ghost without Father and Jesus. You don't get to get the Spirit without the Father and the Son. You got to have all three. Why? Because they're one. Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just okay. Imagine my kids coming in. You know, just imagine my kids coming through the door and saying, I'm so glad you are mother of a But you're not his wife. You just out. Oh, wow. Wait, hold on. My grandson did do that. As I was saying it, I said, wait, hold on. My grandson did do that. He said, me and Mima. Oh. I said, well, Mima going? He said, he not here. Just me and Mima. I said, all righty, get into bed. This dude, he comes squeezing in the middle, pushing Mima over. Get on over, and, you know, in his little mind, he's kicking him, he's punching him, and supposedly he's asleep. He ain't asleep. He's doing it because he wants me part to grab a pillow and go to Well, I had to get him to understand, mm-hmm. I am your grandmother, but I'm also his wife. He still don't understand because he's still beginning him to twinkle eye like, uh-huh, don't think I don't see you. That's my grandma.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. We should be celebrating the fact that God is watching everything we're going through.
Oh, yes.
Watching every, oh, my goodness, here it comes. Ooh. Here's a good thing. Oh, mm-hmm. God, I love you. Okay, here's a good thing. I had to look at the time. Here's a good thing. He's looking. Oh, my goodness. Y'all better catch this. He's looking at you whether you have come in yet or not. Mm-hmm. Because he has said to the other two, we have some that have not come in yet. They're
yes.
still out there.
Mm-hmm.
But they belong to us.
Amen.
Do not think because you don't have a church home. Do not think because you are not saved. Do not think because you don't read the Bible all the time that your Father is not looking out for you. He's still looking out for you. Oh, my goodness, go to God. Here it is. I'm going to show you how I know. This is how I know. Canaanite woman was not an Israelite.
Right.
She was a Canaanite. She was a knight, but she was the wrong knight. She wasn't an Israelite. She was a Canaanite. So the Canaanite woman was not one of the chosen. Supposedly, okay? Because when, oh, my goodness, glory to God. When Jesus says, hold on, someone needs us. Come, let us go to them. Or come, let us go to her. Jesus took a still away from the rest of the folks that he was called to.
Yes.
He left the Israelites and came to, came to the Canaanite woman's town. Ooh, this is good news for all of us. Because guess what? It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. He will come to you. Why? Because he knows that you need him.
Amen.
How does
Amen.
He know that he's watching you? He's
yes.
watching you. He's watching you, and he knows you need him. You don't even know how much you need him. You need him. And so he's looking at the Father and the Holy Ghost. He said, someone needs us. Let us go to them.
Yes.
Because why would he go to her town? If he went to her town, he knew what was in her town. Because he's God. He knows all things.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes, he does.
He went to her. Oh, my goodness. This is good right here. He went to her town because he was already there. Ooh,
yes.
Ooh. Jesus had to come there, but the, my goodness, God was already there.
Already there.
I just told y'all, he said, someone needs our help. Come, let us go to them. If someone is saying someone needs our help, that means they have to be there to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. They got to be there to know that help is needed. How would they know? He ain't there. Jesus was in the body of a man. He was the Son at the time. But he was still deity.
Mm-hmm.
And so God was saying, someone needs our help.
Yes.
Jesus said, I go where the Father tells me. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I love you. Oh, God, I love you. He says, I go where the Father sends me. I don't go on my own. So the Father was there saying, someone needs us. Come, let us go. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, I love you, Jesus. So God is there. And he sees that she's not one of us yet. Huh?
Yes.
She hasn't come in yet.
Yes. Yes.
But she is coming. And by the time Jesus got to her, she was already there. Because she looked at her. She said, Lord, help me. He said, it's not good to take the children's food and give it to the dog. Now, you got to see what I just found out. He was implying that she was still in the house. Y'all say, where's she going with that? What is that? What is that? Because guess what? In order for him to say it's not good to take the children's food and give it to the dog, that means the dog is sitting somewhere close by. And instead of feeding the dog what is intended for the children, you got to give it to the children. And the woman came back, and this is how we know for sure. She said, yes, but some, even the dogs want to eat the crumbs off its master's table.
Amen.
My goodness.
Yes.
God. So in order for the dog to eat the crumbs, he has to be, oh, my goodness, y'all better get this. Guess what? If he's in the house, guess what house Jesus is talking about? You already in the kingdom. Oh, y'all don't believe me? Well, the last time I checked, he said he came about kingdom business.
Yes.
And so if he's tending to kingdom business and the food is intended for the children and the children are in the house, the dog is in the house too. Guess what? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. That means the Gentile is in the house right there with the Israelites. The chosen ones are not the only ones in the house anymore. All of us.
Yes.
So for all of you out there that haven't come in yet, this is good news.
Yes. No.
Oh, my goodness, Lord of God.
Thank
it
you.
Does not matter how much you get out of that loaf of bread. You can survive on the crumbs.
That's right.
Ooh, glory to God. She said, hey, the dog can use some of the crumbs from the master table.
Right.
So she's saying,
Lord,
I don't need much. I don't care if the crumbs trickle down, because guess what? When it's coming from God, when it's coming from God, his little is way more than anything you could ever imagine.
Amen.
Because there is no little with God.
That's
don't
right.
you know?
He multiplies.
Everything God does is big.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you wake up in the morning, that's big.
Yeah.
When you go to bed at night, that's big. Why?
Hallelujah,
because
Jesus.
He kept you from danger seen and unforeseen.
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You thought you made it home on
that's
your great. Own?
Yes.
Come on now. When you was driving that car and that other car took a U-turn, why? Because God blocked it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
If we could just get an inkling of who our God really is, my goodness, glory to God. And I'm telling you, he says someone needs us. That means God was standing there looking at that woman going, what am I going to do? My baby is possessed. What am I going to do? I can't get nobody to help me. They can't help me anyway. I need that man they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That one that's performing all those miracles. The one that's making the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. I need him to come through here. And it's my goodness, watch this, and I'm coming in foreclosed. As soon as she thought, I need that man that's performing those miracles, she thought it, okay? She did not say it. She thought it, and God manifested it. He said, hey, someone needs our help. Come, let's go to them. Or come, let's go to her. Because I'm here. Y'all need to get on over here, okay? She needs our help.
Yes, she did.
Jesus made a beeline and went where the Father told him to go.
That's right.
And guess what? You can call me a dog, bow, wow, wow, yippee-yay. Because here's the thing. When God is saying something, he is not saying it to me a mockery or to ridicule you. He's saying it out of love.
Yes.
I need to see. If I don't respond to you, you wait for an answer. Jesus ain't say nothing to her. She says, he just stood there. The disciples said, get rid of her. She coming after us. And guess why he opened his mouth? He opened his mouth to shut the disciples' mouth.
Yes.
At that point, he wasn't opening his mouth to answer her. He was opening his mouth to shut the mouths of the disciples. They said, let's get rid of her. She's bothering us. Who us?
Who is us?
Who us? Because if you was with my goodness, glory to God. If you was with me, then you would know we are here for her.
Amen. Praise
God. But you don't understand me yet.
Nope.
You think think I'm just having to come through this town. No, it was intentional.
That's right.
Because someone needed us.
Yes.
And then guess what? Mm-hmm. She got exactly what she needed.
Yes,
I don't care what you call me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you say to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even care what you do to me. Because guess what? The first thing he did was ignore her. He didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told you I got to bring it to 2023. Jesus, son of David, Lord, son of David, help me. And Jesus turned around and looked at her. Do I know you? Because guess what? You ain't got to open your mouth to say, do I know you? All you got to do is look at them, and the look says it all. Well, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all ain't never had nobody. You go to, well, y'all might not be as crazy as I am. You know, I go to somebody and say, hey, how you doing? And the person don't know me from Adam. And they look at you and go, you know, look at you up and down like, do I know you? They don't say it, but you know that's what they say. You go, no, I don't know you. I just said hi. Glory to God. Woo, y'all know I got issues. I got issues. And sometimes I do stuff and later on, how he go, you knew them? No, I ain't knew them. This is the first time I ever seen them. Why are you talking to him like that? Hey. Well, the funny part is, Parfy is just like me. Because he'll go up on somebody and start talking too. And they be like, okay, wow, he like we old friends. Yeah, we are. Look, we were talking to a lady from the bank last night on the telephone. He had the lady ready to come to dinner and everything else. Okay, well, if I wasn't working, I sure would come.
Amen.
So the us God is talking about is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Someone needs us. And God has, oh my goodness, glory to God, I have been sent to tell you,
mm-hmm.
God has already dispersed the help that you need. Your only thing, here's two things that you need to do. Number one is believe that it's coming.
Yes.
And number two is recognize it when it does.
When it does.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Woo. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we're going to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 980417. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise be to God. 6232.
That's okay. That's my son. He says he don't talk, but he can hear everything.
Oh,
I know
okay.
Who that is. Really well.
All right. Praise
Thank
God.
You. God bless you.
623271. God bless you. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Praise God.
Yes, I do.
Amen.
Amen.
And what is your response?
Oh, I was going to share that I haven't been able to participate on many of the calls lately, but this is one of my favorite scriptures. And I love that this woman, when she didn't take it personally and allow her feelings to be hurt and walk away when Jesus said, you know, I've come to feed the others, and she wasn't upset about that so much so that she walked away defeated. She she stood her ground, because I think that being a child of God, she knew her spirit connected with the spirit of Jesus, and she knew that if she pleaded her case, he would show them this is how we can feed everyone, whether they're followers of us or not. And I always felt that that was wonderful of her not to cave in and take it personally and walk away.
Amen. Praise God. And I also think that she wasn't so concerned about herself, but more about her daughter.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for your response. 704-724, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. 619-955, God bless you. How are you this evening? And
what
do
is
you
that?
Have a response?
Oh, yes. You know what? I thank and I praise God for this word today, because earlier today, and I said, well, you know what? I haven't received my little text message. What's going on? So today I received it because I was looking, and I tell you, it truly blessed my soul today.
Amen. Praise be to God.
God bless you, Sissy. Thank you for getting on.
You're welcome.
So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy come back and give us the call to salvation and benediction as we're coming to a close of this program for this evening. Amen.
Is that 704-724 that's trying to say something?
They spoke already.
Yeah, Pastor, this video, Pastor Kathy. Just wanted to tell you that I appreciate the word from me tonight. God bless you guys tonight. I hope you have a wonderful, week.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor Kathy.
I am sitting here, and I am so... You know, when you hear from people you haven't heard from in a long time, it truly blesses your heart. And, of course, Leslie always blesses my heart. She's out there in Arizona. Sissy, that's my sister that's out there in California. Sissy and I, we fight like cats and dogs. We love on each other like cats and dogs. We as real as sisters can be. And so I think that's the one that I told y'all she can sing. One day she's going to bless us with a song. And Theo and everybody else that continues to get on the line and support what God has called me to do. I thank God that they're getting something out of it. You know, God's word, that he said his word is not going to fall on deaf ears. Someone is hearing and they're walking away with something to hold them, make them want to hold on just a little bit longer. Why?
Amen.
Because someone needs us, and just remember, God is on the way.
Yes, he is.
Now, for all of you out there that have not given your life to Christ yet, it is not as hard as you think it is. He's not saying, you got to give up this, you got to give up that, stop doing that. All he's saying is come.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to come. You can't do any of those things anyway without me. But I'm not going to take it all from you at once. I'm going to heal it off.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't think that you got to stop doing this. Stop. No, he's going to start healing it away little by little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called pruning. He's going to be pruning you. Guess what? He's still peeling some stuff off of me. My goodness. It is a process. It's a process. I might not be where I want to be, but I'm surely not where I used to be. Come on now. They don't just say that. I'm saying it's not just a cliche. It is true. every day you feel yourself getting that closer, that
yes.
much closer
mm-hmm.
to the likeness of Christ. My goodness. So right now, if you're ready to give your life to Christ, and even when you, if you're not, the day is going to come and you're going to remember that lady said, all I got to do is open my mouth and say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on that cross for all of our sins. Ah, come into my life, dear Lord. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. I want you to lead and guide me the rest of the way. Show me how to live a lifestyle that's pleasing unto the Father, that I would be accepted by him. And guess what? After you pray that prayer, he's going to do just that. Right? As soon as you say, you should feel his holy arms wrapped around you.
Amen.
Yeah. And then yes. he's saying, Pastor Kathy, remind them they're going to be taking baby steps, but it's okay as long as they continue to step in my direction. God loves us. He's a forgiving, merciful, caring God. And he's long-suffering. Long-suffering means he's patient. He's going to wait until you're ready to make that decision to come
yes.
to him. Precious and Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name, oh God. Father God, we do need you. That someone that needs you is us, each and every last one of us, oh God. We
Lord.
All need you, and we are so forever grateful that you continue to come right where we are, meet us right where we are, and do exactly what we need you to do.
Yes.
We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We pray that every household represented on this line tonight, Father God, that they have gotten something that has drawn them closer to you. They've gotten something that's pierced their hearts to make them love you all the more, to trust you all the more, to have faith in you all the more, to know that you have not forgotten them. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. God bless each and everyone. Have a wonderful evening. And shalom, everybody.
for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.